Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Peppertown.
If it was, we'd have a good old time.
Yeah.
We went through there yesterday.
We'd know where it is.
Listen, we stopped at this place yesterday because Brian's taking some medicine. He's got to go to the bathroom. But it was actually me that
I don't put anything on me.
I've been drinking water, and he was like, yeah, I could go, too. So we stopped. We pull through here.
Yeah.
We're on the way to Huntsville.
Yeah.
And find this gas station. I'm like, where is this place at? It was like a mile down the road. There's this like little restaurant across the street, which we said, like, this place has got to be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little cabin or something.
Yeah, you knew it was going
to
be good.
We went into this convenience store. And I'm walking to the bathroom, and I'm thinking, like, the door says, like, restrooms or whatever. So, like, open up the door, and I feel like I'm going to walk into, like, a one-seater.
Yeah.
It's Willy Wonka's factory. You know when, like, they open the tiny door, and they come out into the chocolate
come
fountain
with
and stuff?
Me, and you'll be
it is a in massive
a bathroom of pure imagination.
It's like 1,000 square feet.
I've room. Never seen anything like it, yeah.
And then, like, you like,
tried to
it's
explain
this
it to
massive
me, and I was
room.
Not ready.
And then you walk up in there, and then you go in. It's like,
and it's a normal bathroom.
Yeah, it's actually like a big bathroom,
but it's across the. It's like across a banquet hall.
Yes, and I was like, "What is going on in here?" I'm like, first
in
of all, I'm scared
station.
Somebody's going to kill me.
Yeah.
In this room,
it's the guy oh god, what is that Rob Zombie movie? House of 1,000 Corpses.
Yes,
he's just back there.
Yeah. So anyway, that it was a quaint little community there.
Yes,
in Peppertown,
wherever you are in our
I
great
swear
state.
If any of you say. Actually, it's Papar Town or something like that. You're getting blocked.
Yeah, that's it for you. Say nothing.
And suspended on the rumblings.
Yes. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy it each and every morning. Strange Brew Coffee House, that is. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Wherever you are in our great state, they'll deliver it right to you. And don't forget that every single time you order, you benefit the Bulldog Initiative. We got a problem here. Where's my PIP printing stuff?
Oh, that's over here on my side.
Why is it over there?
I don't know.
You want to do the ad? Is that what this is?
No, I asked you yesterday why it was in here as well on my side.
I don't know why it's there. I don't know why
Get
it's
off
there.
My side. Hey, Dad.
I'm starving.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
I'm actually not. I ate lunch.
I could eat.
Huh?
I could eat.
Well, you're fixing to go to baseball.
I haven't eaten since that pretzel and Reese's Pieces last night.
Rob Hadaway's.
That's just for you, Rob Hadaway.
His eye just twitched involuntarily. PIP Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business needs. That's their slogan. What it really means is this, that whatever it takes to get people to come in your door at your business, PIP Printing and Signs has solutions for you. And they've been providing those solutions to businesses for 30 years. They're Bulldog owned and operated. But best of all, we are not asking you to spend new money. You already have a budget for printing if you own a business. We're asking you, hey, why don't you give your business to PIP Printing and Signs, see how they treat you. But most importantly, they're going to give 10% of your sale right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. So you win, PIP Printing wins, but most importantly, Mississippi State wins. And if you're listening to this podcast, I would think that's important to you. Call 601-499-5216. Ask to speak to Camden. He is the CEO of the company. That is his cell phone number, not the office number. That's how important this is to him to make sure he takes care of you. At PIP Printing and Signs. When you need printing, call PIP today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. If you're looking for new clothes, something for the house, your car, your tailgate, your left field lounge spot, anything that lets the people know you support the maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. That's the place to grab the best lunch in town. You gonna be around? You gonna be around tomorrow? Oh wait, I won't be around tomorrow. Never mind. Ixnay on the lunch invite.
You just hyped up something in a split second.
I'm sorry.
Ruined my life.
I apologize. I'm gonna be somewhere you don't like to be tomorrow.
Oxford.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
On the squaw?
We are not on the squaw tomorrow, okay. But we will be in Oxford. But maybe next week we need to do restaurant time.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Because I'm looking forward to a great lunch, and that's the best lunch in town. The best blue plate in town is at Restaurant Tyler. A great meat selection, great selection of veggies. By the way, when I say veggies, I count the cheese grits and the mac and cheese and that. Those are veggies, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And the best cornbread you're likely to have. So enjoy it. Head over to Starkville's number one place for lunch. That's Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One bank locations in Mississippi, Central Mississippi. That means there's one near you if you live in Central Mississippi. That means there's a chance for you to work with a bank that gives you both all of the great financial power that a big corporate bank can offer, but gives you that same hometown, small town feel of service that you can only get at a community bank. That's what Priority One Bank does. They give you the best of both worlds. If you're already a Priority One Bank customer, you know how great their app is. It's a lot better than just moving your money around. It's a smooth, streamlined app for your mobile device, and it is going to change the way you do mobile banking. Give them a look today at their website, PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. There's baseball this weekend.
Back to work we go.
Moving on.
Yesterday was fun.
Yeah, so we've moved on. That's all of our baseball talk today.
All right.
We got to talk about basketball. Big game, obviously, and Auburn. Of the outcomes that were potentially there for Auburn versus Tennessee, which outcome do you think was the most favorable to lending itself to Mississippi State being able to go to Auburn and win? I think it's the one that happened—a close loss,
heartbreaking loss.
Not heartbreaking. They lost by
eight. It wasn't heartbreaking,
but it was close.
They had a chance, and
they were in the game the whole way and couldn't get it done. Connect, what a player!
Yeah,
what
because player. It looks like they're probably not going to win the
conference. No, they're like two games back from Tennessee.
So now it looks like they're probably out of that.
Right. So now they're just playing for seeding.
Yeah. So, you know, that probably is it. I might even say that them winning.
Winning is that would have had them in the race for the SEC title and probably put them into the race for like a two seed or
There's
something.
There's an
like
argument that you can make about either one. And I think, you know, they have some guys on that team that are pretty mature.
Mm-hmm.
Jani Broome and Katie Johnson, and you know, they have a really good coach. It's kind of hard to just slip up on them. But maybe that is. I don't know. I just know it's so difficult to win there.
Very.
I mean, you've got to State is going to have to shoot out of their mind, and Auburn's going to have an off night, I think.
Or it could be a game kind of like what we saw in Starkville a few weeks
Rock
ago.
Fight.
State just made it, just muddied the waters to the point where they could get the job done. State down to 31 in the net, but State has gotten some good news in the net, and that's that Northwestern has finally climbed into the top 50. They are now 48th. So State has picked up a fourth quad one win at this point. Now State 4-6 in quad one with two more opportunities remaining. This game and the game Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday against Texas A&M. And then, of course, the final game of the year against South Carolina is a quad two game. Carolina sitting just above Northwestern at 47. So 4-6 now, and that means State overall in the quad one, quad two, is 3-1? What's the Kentucky? Kentucky's a quad two loss. They were undefeated there. So yeah. So now State is now 7-7, 500 overall in that. So 31 in the net. They did drop down a spot today. Of course, you know, as we always like to point out, the net is fluid. It moves. It's not just about what Mississippi State is doing in the net. So what is A&M in the net? We're just getting there. A&M is at 59. They will not drop out of the top 75.
That's going to be a quad one.
That'll be a quad one win the whole way for Mississippi State. So very good for the Bulldogs.
They're in good shape. I mean, if they can just – they really just need one more win.
One is one.
You're done. You are perfect.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can happen, I don't think, that's going to knock you out from there.
Yeah.
And to me, they're pretty safe right now. The problem with right now is you don't want to give other people chances to move up ahead Correct. Of you.
Well, and that, not only
that's,
that.
And that's what happened last year.
You know, and State being where they are now, they're fine. If they were like 10 spots lower, you'd be really worried.
Yeah.
Especially about bid stealers. You'd be yep. worried about lower seeded teams winning conference tournaments and knocking out.
I just think, you know, a lot of people have talked about, well, you know, last year, 8-10, but the metrics are totally different on this team.
Yeah.
That team was one of those that, you know, they got hot late, and, you know, the metrics were good with what they were doing defensively, but they were kind of, from a quad one perspective, not really there.
If you remember last year, the game, they beat Marquette. That was quad one the whole way. They didn't get another quad one win until they beat Utah was quad one for a good bit of the season, but it ended up dropping off. They didn't get another quad one win until they beat TCU.
Yeah.
And then they got another one. They didn't get another one until they beat Texas A&M.
They only had three last year, right?
Right. So this year they've already got four with a chance for two more.
And look at the people they've beaten.
Yeah, that's
Auburn,
the other side of that.
Tennessee.
They've beaten two of the top seven.
And the teams they've lost to in quad one, mm-hmm. most of them are ranked pretty high.
They lost
to Kentucky twice. They lost to Alabama
twice. Kentucky twice, who Alabama is 17th. Twice. Is it 17th? No, 19th. Alabama twice, who is 6th.
The Kentucky and Bama games at home.
Yeah.
If you could have just found a way to win those games, we're talking about you'd win 11 SEC games.
Not only would you be in, you'd be talking about
pushing for
top
five.
Four seed. You'd be pushing for top four.
Yeah.
You'd
probably be in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, four seed or something.
Who are the other teams they've lost to here in the quad one area? They lost to Florida, who's currently 33rd. They dropped from 28. Did they lose this week? Did Florida lose last night? I haven't looked at the – as you might have been aware, we were
a little busy.
We were a little busy last night. Florida beat Missouri, but they only beat them by nine.
It was single digits.
Yeah. Ooh, Texas A&M lost again. They've got to be tapping out.
You hope.
That's a good win for South Carolina, though.
And then that would be really good for State if they're giving up, because that could be
an easier quad one win. And then Alabama was down 12, but comes back to win by 15. And Ole Miss's tournament hopes are over. I think even if they finish the regular season,
they just don't have any other opportunities.
They don't have any, and they don't have. They're 4-9.
They play Missouri and who else?
They play Missouri, Georgia and
on
Arkansas
the road.
Again.
There's it's nothing
over.
There.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Georgia's a quad two right now.
Yeah. At best.
Even on the road.
Georgia.
They're not top 75.
Oh, they're not even close. They're 97th.
Yeah, quad two.
Yeah. Arkansas is on the road, but that's going to be quad three.
There's no Missouri. They're going to have to. I'm trying to think what they could do in the tournament.
They'd have to
get
to Saturday.
Probably going to have to make like
maybe even
semifinals
Sunday.
Or. Yeah. You're going to have to win out.
And
probably and win a couple in
and
the
they
tournament.
Need to beat a good they don't need upsets. They need to like have
right.
to, they need to play Tennessee.
They don't need to play
or
like
Auburn
Missouri
or Alabama.
Again.
Exactly. They need to play Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama and beat one of them.
The net is just not good. The net's just not.
Well, I mean, when you look at them, right? You look at Ole Miss. They have two quad one wins. One of them is against number 66 UCF.
Mhm.
And the other one they beat Florida. Oh, wait, no, that's
they
not.
Killed Florida. They
that's
beat
not,
Florida.
But that's not quad one anymore. That's quad two. They're two quad two.
Florida
wins.
Fell out of the. Florida's, well, Florida's
33rd. That was at home. It was at home. Same with State. State currently at 31.
But you know
State
those
currently
metrics.
At 31 is costing them a quad one win. If they were 30th, it'd be quad one.
That's true. But
who
you know that win over Florida is probably keeping them somewhat afloat because they beat them by like 20-something.
Yeah, that's a huge win for them. Who is the other team that they beat? They beat NC State at home. That's not it. So that's, I don't know. I don't know what the other win is. Just looking at their, I don't know their schedule well enough. They lost both to South Carolina. That's not it. They beat Florida. They beat Mississippi State once. They didn't beat Kentucky. They didn't beat Auburn or Alabama or Tennessee. I don't know.
Another thing that's killing Ole Miss is they're getting beat badly by these quad one teams.
Yes.
Like all these quad one teams are beaten by double digits.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the state's a quad two. No, state's a quad one because it was on the road. So them losing to state by double digits
hurt.
Didn't help them at all.
Yeah.
And then you lost to Alabama by double digits. You lost to Kentucky. You lost to
quad one
Auburn.
We'll just say tournament opponents, right? Let's just make it so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me go back through this.
Because I think that matters, too. I think we get a little caught up in the quad one, quad two. I don't think it's that cut and dry.
I do not know where their other quad one win is, but maybe
Ole Miss?
Maybe I'll find it. But
Do they have four?
They have two quad ones.
Okay.
I know one is Central
That
Florida.
Video rant that guy had last night, I think he was confused between Mississippi State and Ole Miss when he was looking at their metrics.
Well, no, like,
He said Ole Miss was 4-6 in quad one games. That's state's record, isn't it? So I don't know what.
Hold on. Well, now you got me wondering. Because there was some guy that I sent it to Robbie that was just letting Ole Miss have it on the.
The only thing that I was confused
about. He's saying you don't have a single quad two win, but that's not. That was probably true before last night.
I guess the metrics have changed.
Well, that's what's. Last night.
Like last night changed.
Last night, state and Florida were quad one.
Yeah.
Tonight,
that's one thing that you have to remember about all this is it changes every day.
Yeah.
Because one team right here is popping from one to two. One team right here is dropping. I mean, so it's
against teams we think will be in the NCAA tournament. Ole Miss lost by 26 to Tennessee. Now they beat Florida by 18. Good win.
That's the one baffling win. Seen from Ole Miss.
They lost to Auburn at Auburn by 23.
It was bad.
They did beat Mississippi State by 4 at home. Then they
really move the needle for you as much.
Because it was also quad two.
Yeah.
They lose to Auburn at home by 14.
Double digits.
They lose to South Carolina on the road by 3. That was a big chance for them, and they blew it.
Didn't hurt them that bad.
Lose by Kentucky on the road by 12. They lose to Mississippi State on the road by 12. They lose to South Carolina at home. That's a killer loss by 14. You lose a quad two game at home by 14. That's a terrible loss. And then they lose last night to Alabama by 15. And they haven't been competitive.
Can we talk about how crazy it was Alan Flanagan got to play in that game? I don't understand.
I'm really shocked by that, but it is.
And he scored like 25.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no reason he should have been playing in that game. No,
I agree.
The dude from Alabama, if you're going to suspend him for a full game. Flanagan deserves to have
I agree. So for Mississippi State playing Auburn this weekend, you know, that, as we said, that game's already been played once. I thought the Auburn win, beating Auburn to me, was more surprising than beating Tennessee. Because I felt like when they played Auburn, I just didn't see a win there. With Tennessee, I was like, yeah, like maybe if things go their way. I don't know why, and I don't know why I felt that way. But I just didn't. I remember going to the hump that day. I was like, "Nah, this is gonna be a long day," and it was a long day for Auburn. State played one of its best defensive games of the year. They didn't have a great game offensively, obviously, but that was the game. I think we made the comment that it looked the most like last year's Mississippi State Mississippi State basketball games. That it looked like the games that State played against those teams last year when they were winning games, you know, ugly, winning games with defense. You know, Hubbard was the leading scorer, but he only had 17 points. State held Auburn to 34% shooting, only 25% from behind the arc, and out-rebounded Auburn by 15 in that game. That was a big key for Mississippi State. State had 14 offensive rebounds, 6 of them from Cam Matthews. Cam Matthews had a double-double in that game. Hubbard had 17. Shaq Moore had 12. Tolu, if you remember that game, didn't play well. Only had 9 and 8, but everybody else kind of picked him up. And it was a tremendous game for Mississippi State. I think they can duplicate that game plan. I don't know if they can duplicate that effort because I feel like that Auburn crowd, they're worth some points.
Yes, no doubt. And I have a hard time believing they're going to shoot as poorly at their place as they did against State here. Mm-hmm. That to me was the difference, as they never were allowed to get a string of three-pointers or get out and transition a whole lot. State played their game, and I talk about this every single week. it's really important for State when they play these teams that run a fast-paced offense mm-hmm. to make it a rock fight. Because a lot of teams in this conference that do that, that play that style of play offensively, mm-hmm. they don't like that. That's when you start beating teams like Alabama, Tennessee. State did that against Tennessee in the first half, and mm-hmm. it pretty much, that first half carried them. Mm-hmm. Tennessee was able to kind of get back in it, but they never, like the fight to get back in it, I think, took a lot out of Tennessee, mm-hmm. and State never really lost momentum fully in that ball game. So although the second half was playing to Tennessee's level, that really wasn't indicative. Auburn game was Mississippi State playing its style of play for 40 minutes. They got to play their style of play. They dictated the tempo for the most part. They played physical. Auburn really didn't like the physicality that State was playing with, mm-hmm. and they weren't able to make shots. And Josh Hubbard hit a few that were big. State has got to find a way to throw some rocks. They've got to, from the start, dictate that. They can't be engulfed with this crowd because it's become it's an absolute monster pit there. I mean, it's not a big place, but it's loud. The students are really involved. They're right on top of you, and they'll swallow you up. And if they're hitting their shots, that's a game that can turn ugly quickly. They've done that against good teams this year. They've absolutely obliterated some good teams. Mm-hmm. They beat South Carolina like a drum.
By 40.
So it can get away from you quick. Mm-hmm. State has got to weather a storm. It's probably, you know, first half, can get through the first 10 minutes and have a good battle, and then take the next 10 minutes and try to keep it within 5 points or something. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the key. Can't get behind in games like this. You need to kind of stay ahead of schedule, stay on tempo, which is what they did, I think, at LSU. State's got to do that. Now, last two games have been good on the road, but it's been Missouri and an LSU team that's just okay. This is a different animal. State has got to weather the storm, stay in the fight, and with 10 minutes left in the second half, if they are within 7 to 10 points, I think you're within striking distance. Mm-hmm. That's still a little bit of a stretch, but you're in the fight, and that's all you can ask for. Agreed. So I'm not predicting Mississippi State to win this game. I think it would be stepping out on a limb to do that, to predict them to go win in a place like this against a team like this. But they have the ability to do it. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on if things go right for Mississippi State.
Agreed.
And fall the right way.
Agreed. Like I said, I won't predict State to win this game, but there is a path for State. But it's an ugly, dirty, beat-up gravel path. It's not a smooth road to beating Auburn at Auburn. So
yep.
We'll see what happens Saturday. Over there on the plains of Alabama. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're firing up the grill this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef. If you're looking for, I mean, I guess I can say it again because we got it this week, at least the next couple days. If you're looking for cold weather recipes, they've got them at msbeef.org for soups, stews, all sorts of chili, all sorts of stuff like that. You want to do that while it's still cold outside. But as the weather starts to get good again next weekend, it's time to fire up the grill. Keep it going. Never stop grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're going to be in Starkville, you need to make a trip to Two Brothers. Check out some of the great new items on the menu. But while you're there, you can also order all of your old favorites. Robbie's favorite's still on the menu. So is mine. So, you know, we're not going anywhere.
That's right.
We'll be around. You should always check out Robbie's favorite. They just needed to go ahead and name it the Big Falcon.
Big Falcon deal.
The Big Falcon prime rib sandwich.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm for it. I think it would go a long way. We never got the burrito going. We got
that was a – wasn't that menu item like a – It was like a specialty like a special, item.
I think that the outcry, the need for it was so great.
Well, somebody was like, you know, we have this thing that we just like make on the side. Like,
yeah.
You should try it. And I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And you got it too that day.
Yeah.
And I was like,
It's delicious.
You guys have got to put this on the menu.
Yeah.
And so we tweeted about out, it. And the next week it was permanently on the menu.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
State Script,
you know,
prime rib sandwich.
Terry Powell, those guys have done an incredible job over there. Barton is running an absolute monster of a restaurant. But, I mean, we can take some credit, I think.
Just a little bit.
I think we've done some good things
for as much for them as we've done for Mississippi State, but we have done some.
That's true. So. It's no State Script.
Yeah.
But.
There you go. Everybody. Great products, great service. Everybody promises it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. We've been doing it for 49 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, guess what? Just call them back. Talk to the same people who made you the sale. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. The number is 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. over here in Starkville. If you're coming to Starkville and you're going to an MSU sporting event, before you head to the stadium, you need to stop at Maroon & Co. They've got all the great Mississippi State logo wear that you're looking for with the State Script, the M over S, the interlocking, the banner. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to see if you were listening. So, before you head to Davis-Wade Stadium, before you head to Duty Noble, before you head to the Hump, anything, you make a stop at Maroon & Co. And also, don't forget, they are the exclusive provider of Bulldog Initiative logo wear. If you want to wear the polos and the polos and pullovers that the coaches are wearing, you can only get them at Maroon & Co. Don't forget, there's baseball this weekend. All right, moving on. It's never too early, Robbie. It just isn't. And we got the news today. The SEC Media Days lineup has been set for mid-July. I'm just going to go through the whole lineup with you right now. We're going to talk about everybody real quick. Whenever I get an email from Chuck Dunlap, pride of Winston. Well, not the pride of Winston County, but he's up there.
He's a distinguished
fellow.
Winston Countyan. There's no doubt about it.
So, Monday, July 15th, LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. So, Brian Kelly and Lane Kiffin, same day. That'll be fun.
Fun times.
I wonder now, because, you know, the reason we stayed all 4 days last year was Kiffin was on the last day. I wonder if we're going to get out early now. I hope not. I want to stay.
Are y'all driving down there?
Hopefully we'll fly. I would prefer not to drive to Dallas.
As a part-time member of Super Talk, I think I should tag along.
I think we can get you a seat on Cross One. We'll see.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Can we get an NIL deal like Jackson Dart? Or we get our own private
plane?
Even
better question, why can't Jackson Dart let us use his NIL deal?
That's a great question. You got two Ole Miss guys on that show.
Yeah.
So we need to be getting somebody's ear.
Hey, people on this show have gotten on. Listeners have gotten on to me for my support. I've been like, Jackson Dart's a really good football player.
Yeah.
I've let people know. I was like, that guy's a good football player.
I have too.
Supported him.
Look, I don't know what else to say. Like,
you said on this show you thought that Spencer Sanders couldn't beat him off.
I did say that. I did. Those exact words. Those exact words were used.
Tuesday.
I'll never forget that.
No. Tuesday, we get a mixed bag. It's like the SEC East is all we have there. Georgia, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Tennessee.
That's boring.
But Oklahoma is interesting.
Well, it is interesting, but Brent Venables is not interesting.
You can see Leah Beasley, probably. Let's say hello to an old friend. No.
Run!
In and out. She's gone. She's not staying the night. We can't have that. She'll kill us.
Leah is a fun time.
Yeah. Monster.
Yeah, but other than Drinkwitz, there's like nobody that's going to give you a good soundbite in that group. It's really boring. Even Kirby's like.
I'm hopeful that I can get Heupel on Sports Talk Mississippi. We have the Bill Martin connection.
Yeah, and you can ask about Jeff Lebby. I mean, they work together at UCF.
There we go. We're on the same page. Wednesday is the interesting day. In the state of Texas, especially. Alabama, for the first time with Kalen DeBoer. Florida, and the last time we'll see Billy Napier. Jeff Lebby, Mississippi State, and then Texas.
Yeah.
So Lebby is really going to fly under the radar because Texas will be there.
But that's going to be a good day for him to go because people will be tuned in.
There'll be a lot. Well, not only that's going to be the day we have the most media there with Alabama Texas.
I think, obviously, they're going to dictate the headlines. Mm-hmm. But just kind of being in that same realm, and you're going to have the eyeballs on it. That's a good day for Lebby to go, I think.
Last day of the event, Thursday, July 18th. Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, and then last is Texas A&M. I love that so much. It's so funny. That's the conference being like, no, you're still the top team in Texas. We let you go last.
Exactly.
You're the anchor.
Yeah, Ross Bjork being at that whenever all that news broke 2 years ago, that Texas and Oklahoma are coming, him just waiting out there for
incredible and drawing for anybody everybody, to talk to him.
That was pathetic.
It was really bad.
You know, not the SEC's problem anymore.
Richard was interviewing, of all people, Richard was interviewing Billy Lucci when that happened.
Oh, gosh.
And I was just sitting there, like, I wasn't part of the interview, and I'm just sitting there looking at my computer, and all of a sudden stuff starts happening. And I'm looking at Richard, and I look at Lucci, and I'm just looking at him, and they're like, what? And they finished the interview, I was like, Texas and Oklahoma are coming to the SEC. And then Lucci played the old, oh, I'd heard that. It's like, had you? So that's your SEC Media Days lineup. Where, you know, how far away is that? How many days until July 15th? 137 days.
Countdown is on, baby.
The countdown is on. I can't
wait. I'll have my 100-day countdown coming up pretty soon.
37 days.
Well, no, it'll be till game time. So a little bit longer than that.
Oh, yeah. So you got another 50,
I don't even know if anybody cares about doing that, but I like doing it.
Yeah, you should.
So
speaking of that, starting next week, I think it's time to start with some spring previews around the conference. So,
and I'm
because we got 16 or 15 of them to do.
Yeah, I'm about to start my spring depth chart previews from Mississippi
State. It's
time
to start.
I mean, it's right here.
Especially with baseball, until they start picking it up, my effort on covering them is going to be their effort on the field.
Yeah, and we're anxiously awaiting a catfish tour or something.
We've got other stuff happening on that. Yeah. So starting next week, we'll get Alabama in, and we'll just go
subject to change if Mississippi State suddenly gets good at baseball.
Yeah, it could happen. So we'll start with Alabama next week, and we'll just start making our way through the conference. 15 schools to cover. Also, a programming note, the week of – when is the first day of that week? March something. March 18th through the 22nd. No podcasts that week. I will be out of town on vacation. And Robbie will be on his own vacation from this show, and there you go.
Aww.
Need you? You will. You've already talked about. I've already talked about. You will take Thunder and Lightning live that week.
Well, it depends on the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. If State's playing in the tournament, I can't.
Right.
So we'll figure it out.
You mean the women's tournament?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll. I mean,
but
wait and see.
At the same time, it could be a situation where you don't. You know, the games don't interfere with that show. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll monitor it.
Yeah, we got plenty of time between now and then. So,
this is we can finally say you're on vacation.
I will actually be on vacation.
Every time Brian's like, well, I don't know if I can eat that. I'm a bad friend.
You're a bad friend
or a good friend.
Either way,
and tell him no, you're on vacation. Take it.
But I'll actually be on vacation for that.
Yeah, this time you can actually use that excuse.
There you go. All right, guys. Basketball, baseball this weekend. We'll recap those with you on Sunday.
And I wish we could go back to last night in Huntsville.
It was incredible. Really something. We have to give a shout-out. We have to give two shout-outs.
Yes.
One, as much as I hate to do it, to Brandon Walker. I reached out to
Brandon. I told you to tell him that I loved him for what he did for us last night. And he said he's about to block your number.
Yes.
Because I said
he does
that.
Not like to feel feelings, and I understand.
And he told you shut up whenever you said.
I tell him, like, so I reached out to Brandon when we got these tickets, and I was like, hey, why don't you tell your boy TK to hook us up with something?
Tony Khan,
who's the owner
Name
of
drop.
AEW. Yeah.
The owner of AEW.
Well, he knows him.
Yeah.
And he's like, who's going? When is it? Blah, blah, blah. Then on, I think, Tuesday, I got a text from Brandon, and he had another number attached. He's like, hey, this is so-and-so with AEW. He's going to get you taken care of. It's like, okay, great. Sounds good. Wednesday, before we left, I texted that number back, and I was like, hey, we're getting ready to leave. What do we need to do? He's like, here's another number. You text this guy. He's there at the show. He'll take care of you. So that guy's like, hey, when you get here,
thought they would actually do anything.
Well, so I'll tell you what I thought. So he's like, when you get there, text us. And we'll come get you from your seats. So we get to our seats. I'm like, hey, we're here. And I thought what was going to happen, he was going to come back there and like we were going to be pulled off to the side, and there was going to be one person standing there, and you know whoever it was,
talked to them for a couple minutes.
Hey, thanks for coming, appreciate it. Let's get a photo and move on. What we got was a full tour of the backstage area, including we got to go into catering, where the first person I saw was Jake the Snake Roberts,
yeah,
which blew my mind. But then the second person I saw was the Nature Boy Ric Flair, which...
It could not get any bigger than that.
That's the most famous person I've ever met.
Yes.
Like...
And the crazy thing about it is he was wanting to talk to us.
He's more famous than Dak Prescott, right? You would say?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wanted to talk to us.
Yeah, we talked. He cracked a hilarious joke with you because...
Yes.
So Robbie tells him, it's like, hey, I saw you at WrestleMania. Was it last year?
Dallas.
Two years ago. I was like, I saw you at WrestleMania at the bar, and Flair just looks at me and goes, you sure that was me at the bar? Which, if you know Flair, is a really funny joke. And then Robbie's like, yeah, you were double-fisting vodka cranberries. Oh, yeah, that was me.
Yes, I
was dying.
I woke up. So where I was sitting was like the loge seating or whatever that goes into a club level. He's in a box right behind me, and I found him immediately whenever he was there.
Yeah, can't miss
And
that
so I walk out into the lobby area, which is only accessible to that area, and he is walking in with two security guards to the bar. And I was like, oh, there's Ric Flair. I'm going to go stand by him and just take a picture like with my face in it. So I took a picture. He's standing at the bar. Of course, it was like the parting of the Red Sea when he walked in. And everybody's going, yeah, Rick. So I videoed it. I was like, I love you, Rick. And he's like, thanks, guys. Appreciate you. And he's got three cups of vodka cranberry. And this is what I told you last night. Like, and I think it was, backed up when we talked to him, is that him and all his wrestlers, they crave that. They crave admiration from fans.
Yeah, which is cool.
Because he could have got somebody to go get those drinks for him.
Yeah.
He wanted to take the trip to the bar. But him sitting there and talking to us like, yeah, guys, we'll take a picture. Like,
yeah.
Was
he put us awesome. Over to, yes. to use a wrestling parlance. There.
Yes.
So the thing that you and I and Logan both remarked on, or all we all remarked on, was every one of those guys we met, and we took pictures with four guys. We met probably another four or five.
Yep.
Every one of them sized us up.
Yes.
Like
they were looking us up and down.
I thought about it. I was like, those guys, you know, this guy's bringing you over. That could be as simple as like, hey, these guys are local talent, and they're going to be part of an angle tonight and just wanted you to, and they could just be like, okay, I may have to like hit one of these guys later.
Right.
And they're just, it was immediate. Like you could tell, like they were looking at me like, I could take him, which they could.
But it was like, we walked back there and it's like, here, like we weren't allowed to take pictures, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like we can talk about
what's back
there. We
could take pictures that were taking pictures.
Right.
We couldn't just like sit there and snap pictures.
Yeah. I think we can talk about what's back there. Can't we?
Yeah, it's fine.
So like, you know, we walked there, it's like, this is where Tony Khan sits.
I think the main thing they were like, is because Will Ospreay was there.
Yeah.
They didn't want us like saying, hey, that's Will Ospreay, take a picture.
Right, right.
You know.
So we walked back there, it's like, here's the same shirts. Immediately, when we walked through the hallway, there's 10 wrestlers.
Yeah.
Standing right there.
Yeah.
And you and I have both interviewed players that played in the NFL, Rafael Palmeiro, Will Clark, Dak Prescott. Like, that stuff never gets to me, really.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing, like, the larger-than-life, like, wrestlers and stuff in person was the first time in a while I've been, like, starstruck. So, we walk in, there's 10 wrestlers sitting right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, super nice. Like, hey, how you doing? And we're bumping shoulders with people. The hallway's tiny. Yeah. And the only person I really wanted to see was Jericho. We didn't get to see him, but my expectations were exceeded beyond belief.
Really
we got
cool.
to talk to Jeff Jarrett, whose daughter plays basketball and played against Millsaps last week.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we were actually in Millsaps last week, and he didn't know we did sports.
Yeah. He got you good, too. He was like, you must be from Boston with that accent. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, he was like, I'm kidding. You sound like me.
Yeah. So
we got to see Cassio Kid from Huntsville Radio and Conrad Thompson, big podcaster.
The other thing I
Scotty Too Hottie.
Yeah. The other thing I thought was funny, and we talked about it, was seeing some of the masked wrestlers without their masks.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. Like, we saw this one dude, and like, that dude is huge. Who is that? And it took us a couple minutes, and we were like, that's Luchasaurus.
Yeah.
Like, that's who that is. And then
we saw Excalibur.
I kept seeing this guy in an AEW blazer. I'm like, who the hell is that guy? And it just, I never put it together. And then somebody was talking to him, and as he walked away, he was like, go put your face on, put your mask on. And I looked, I was like, that is Excalibur. So that was just cool. Like, it was cool.
I have so much respect for those people.
Yeah.
Like, seeing what they do
yeah.
before, like, to prepare, and then thinking about, like, these people are here setting up the stage at, like, 6 a.m. or something.
Yeah, they're working
and
hard.
We left the building at 11:15.
They probably worked another 2-3 hours.
I mean,
they were
people make
working.
Fun of wrestling and stuff, but these were the hardest working people
they
I've
were
ever
probably
seen.
Still working when we got home.
Yeah.
Which was 3 hours
late. And then Sting, oh, my God. Sting, who we both grew up on, coming mm-hmm. out of the rafters, which mm-hmm. is something that we saw.
I remember
when
Sting
we were younger,
like, being like Blade Runner Sting.
Yeah,
with the Ultimate Warrior when yep. he was Rock,
mm-hmm.
and like yeah, to be there for his final moment like that was really cool. So
I apologize again, to people for us for talking about this, but it was a cool experience.
It was a cool
for
experience.
Brian and I, like I. We just so, wanted you to know what we got to do.
The other person we
needed
to thank was our liaison at AEW, Adam Hopkins.
Yes,
who couldn't have been cooler. One last thing, and then we'll go. We got the chance to talk to Don Callis, who, if you're an old school wrestling fan, that guy's been around the business for a long, long time.
The Jackal.
Yeah, Cyrus the Virus.
Yep.
That's how I remember. And he was letting it fly about the business.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were just sitting there listening, and Adam says, you realize these guys are media. He's like, don't worry about it. And I won't say everything he said, but I will say one thing, and I'll change a word so I don't cuss like he did. But he said, you know, back in the old days, if you didn't like somebody, you just crapped in their lunchbox.
I think it's fairly known at this point by people that follow wrestling that was a thing. So yeah. I don't think we're telling anything.
He's like, you can't do that these days. He's talking about, like, nowadays you got HR and everything.
Right.
And so as he leaves, Adam says to him, he's like, all right, these guys will have the story. And he just turns around. He's like, no. And I just looked at him. I was like, I'll tag you in the tweet. He's like, don't you do it. And he walked away. Really fun.
Yeah, that
really
it was
fun.
Incredible,
so,
man.
Again, thanks to Brandon. Appreciate you, man. And thanks to Adam Hopkins and AEW for making a couple of normal guys feel, or three normal guys feel like VIPs. We really appreciate it. All right, guys. Back with you Sunday afternoon for a recap of baseball and basketball. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.